One.
Yeah, I've already been recording for a minute and 21 seconds.
Right, so I think we're going to pack Aleph plus Exayim.
Give me that. Hey, Vav. Yeah.
Pasuk Zion talks about the drinks. Vashkais. And the drinking, Bichlei Zav, was in golden vessels. Bichelim, Michelim Shainim. And the utensils were different utensils.
What?
Michelim Shainim, they were constantly being changed. The utensils were being changed. They were in constant motion. It was a constant change regarding the utensils. V'yei Malkus, it was. I'll explain when we finish the pasuk. V'yei Malkus, there was royal wine. Rav, it was in abundance. Ki had a melech, like the hand of the king.
What?
Like the hand of the king. That's the literal translation of the pasuk. The Vilna Gaon explains the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. What does it mean? Shainim, the vessels, the utensils were constantly changed. Because it was instituted, Achashverosh instituted at this feast, that one is only to drink once from each cup. You were given a cup, it was filled with wine, you drained the cup, and it disappeared and it was replaced with another one. No
That's
refills.
A lot of wasted wine.
Wasted cup.
Wait.
There was a...
Wait, that means
wait,
different.
One
the,
like...
The utensils were count. As long as it took the person to drink.
Oh.
So then a waiter, you know, there were waiters on hand to take the cup away and to give you a fresh cup.
It makes sense because
it was like, you know, there's no refills. The reason for this, the purpose in this,
everything had a reason, like
every single thing was cold and brutally calculated to ensnare the Jews.
How could Shmuel hold that he was stupid?
They were arguing about that one specific act of his to be Makar of the Rechaikim.
I'm sure this is all.
He was a tipesh. He claimed he was a tipesh. Well, he was very crafty. Neville Gaon explains later the reason behind this tactic. He said, if you only have one cup per person, and you're drinking a wine, and you want another wine. So the only way to get the other wine is to, you have to rush up your drinking. You know, let's say you have something.
You see the better drink is coming out.
So you drink it up quickly. Or I guess in theory, you know, you could dump it in a potted plant, which I'm sure some people did. You'd have to rush up your drinking in order to refill your cup with the better quality wine.
But you could... You would have to do that anyway if you...
No, but at Akashverosh...
No, you could have more than one cup.
Yeah, you could have more than one, sure, if you wanted.
You
could have more than one cup. They didn't make you rush up. You're in the middle of drinking, you want another one? Take another one. You could have as much as you want. And you could drink it at your own pace. This is what Akashverosh wanted. Yay, Malchus. Royal wine. What's royal wine?
Wait.
What's going on? What's royal wine? The Vilna Gaon says royal wine. It's referring to the quality. It's fit only for kings. There was a certain vintage of wine that the common man never had access to. It was aged in special casks under perfect conditions, and this was made, you know, for the king. And no, you know, someone that wasn't a king never had such wine. Yay, Malchus. And Achashverosh broke this out for the populace. not because he held them in such high esteem. Rav? What does Rav mean? In abundance? So the, well, the Gaon says it doesn't just mean there was a lot of it. Rav means there was a lot of choices. Whatever someone wanted, they had it. They had everything. So they could get whatever they wanted. I mean, the Alshich says a very similar vart. Because the pasuk ends off with the words Kiyat HaMelech. Like the hand of a king. Now that word is redundant. He gave them Yeh Malchus. Gave them Rav. Why does what's the purpose of adding those two words Kiyat HaMelech like the hand of the king? It was Achashverosh's Mishnah. He's the one that's doing it. So why do you have to say Kiyat HaMelech? So the Alshich says, in addition to the things delineated by the Vilna Gaon, Achashverosh knew that there are those that they, wherever they go, wherever they find themselves, they always they always appreciate a taste of home. You have somebody that he comes from Africa, he's in Shushan for the party. For the feast. And he has all these foreign beers there. And foreign wines. And he's looking for his African beer. And when he finds it, that gives him a simcha. A taste of home. He taps his fellow ambassador on the shoulder. He says, you want to taste a good beer? Here, here's a good beer. This is from my country. So the Alshich said that Akashverosh made sure that each and every person that attended the Mishnah was provided with wine from his own country. And that's what's meant by Kiyat HaMelech, because the only one that could do that is a king. No one else could do such a thing. You have 127 provinces. How are you going to get, you know, wine and spirits from each and every province? You're a king, you could do it, because they're all your places. So Kiyat HaMelech meant he did something that only a king could do. That's the Pashup Shot. The Megill Starim quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara talks about the special relationship of a first marriage. The relationship between a woman and her husband in the framework of a first marriage. The thing, one of the special attributes of this relationship is that before she got married to her first husband, she was incapable of producing children. Because a woman, before she gets married for the first time, is like a sealed vessel. That means nothing can go in and nothing can go out. You know, the one in the dinim of a keli is that it has to have a pesach that's machdis and maitzi. A keli, the definition of a vessel for the laws of tum and tara, is that things have to be able to go in and be able to go out. And a woman, before she's married for the first time, she's still a basula, and nothing can go in or out. So she's wasted. She can't have children. She was one of her role. A prominent role of a woman is to have children. And as long as she's a sealed vessel, there's a major part of her that's going to waste. And the first relationship she has with her husband, that completes her as a person. That's very special. It's very unique. And the words of the Gemara are Ein Isha Karesas Pris. A woman truly forges a covenant El Lamisha Sakli with the one that made her into a complete and total vessel. Do you see the Chazal refer to a woman as a vessel? Gold is a precious metal. So the Megillah Starim says, and it says in the Pasuk, Vashkais Bechli Zahav, that Achashverosh gave them to drink with golden vessels, that was a reference to the precious women, to attractive women. They're called Klei Zahav.
Similar their to vessel, the golden beds, no?
Same very idea. Similar to the silver beds.
Oh, so my bad.
Right. The silver beds, we said the word silver is kesef.
To which woman? Just the
Klei Zahav, the vessels of gold, is referring to precious women. The Chelim, Michelim, Shainim. The Achashverosh constantly had the vessels switched.
You mean the woman?
That, yes, there would be one set, you know, a procession of women that would prance back and forth, a parade back and forth. And they'd be, you know, they wouldn't stay there the whole time. That could lead to boredom. Achashverosh's plan was that each group should be replaced by a successive group that was more attractive than the one that preceded it. So it was a group of Zionists, they circulated. Chas v'shalom, some was nichshal, they were nichshal, then those Zionists were removed, and then there was another fresh set of Zionists, and another fresh set of Zionists to keep things constantly, to be mechadish, keep things renewed. The taiva should constantly be fed, to add fuel to the fire.
What if the Torah says that the eating place was not, didn't have any, it was kosher?
I'm not sure what you mean. Wherever the Zionists were, this is what he did.
Oh, in the house.
Wherever the Zionists were, this is what they did. Not in the house, they were in the garden.
So why did they put in the same puzzle as where they were drinking?
Because the drinking leads to this.
So they would get drunk, and therefore, like, their eyes would slip much easier, and they'd be drunk.
That, among other things, right? Everything was engineered towards the same goal.
But when it refers to the drinking of the wine, is it referring to the place where the women were, or is
both.
It...
Both. Uh-huh. See, the Pshatim and Miguel's Esther fulfilled, had to be understood as one Pshat complementing the other. That the, you know, the Pshat that he gave them whatever wine they wanted from their own kingdom, the wine from the king's cellar, it was without rushing, people were able to drink it without pressure, in precious goblets. So that goes hand in hand with the Zionists, that they're like precious goblets, and they were constantly being, they're not exclusive of one another. They work well in tandem. One thing leads to the other. Wine, women, and song go together. Pasuches. Vashia Kados. The drinking, the partaking of spirits, was Kados, was according to law. Einainis, and there was no duress, there was no force. Kichen Yishad Hamelach, the king laid down this as a rule. Okol Rav Beso, and all the masters of his house. They should fulfill the will, the ratzain, of each and every man. There should be no coercion, no undue force at the Mishnah. Pashim Shat is again to induce a feeling of well-being, to create a pleasant atmosphere. You're getting whatever you want. There's no push, there's no offensive pushiness. Whatever you want. You want fun, you don't want... Hey, I'm cool. Everything is cool.
Just chill.
Everything is chill. It's a push of shot.
Like TJ. I'm just kidding. Not like TJ. More like Ray shit.
No.
TJ more than Ray shit.
Look at the game. Call.
There's a medrash brought down the Yalkut Shimoni. on the words Ein Einis, that there's no forcing. And the Yaakov Shemani tells us of an ancient Persian minhag. At every feast, there was a giant cup of wine of tremendous proportions. And there were always some hapless victims that were chosen to drink it, drink from the cup and finish it down to the last drop.
Nice.
No matter what the consequences, you know, without any regard for the consequences. And the amount of this wine was so great, the proportions of the cup were so great, that there were those that would go insane. They would lose their mind from drinking so much wine. Or it happened sometimes that it led to the death of the one drinking the wine.
Drinking so much wine could...
Yeah, alcohol poisoning.
How big was this cup?
It was big. The wine back then was I'm saying like,
nah.
How big are we talking? Like?
Like this big.
No, I'm saying it must have been like the size of this room.
Big enough.
With like straws coming out.
Big enough.
Tons and tons of people to be drinking.
That was the Persian minhag.
One person drank the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh, that would be cool.
They choose a victim.
That would be pretty sweet.
This was a law.
They used to swim.
This was a Persian law.
Probably.
This was enforced.
It was a law?
It was a minhag, a custom. It was done. They kept them in Hagen. Persians were very traditional.
Do it or something, they
no,
one,
no,
right?
They picked someone. They would choose a victim.
You know this?
You for sure get picked.
Achashverosh, he violated the protocol. He didn't want this. He wanted all the drinking to be done from free will. If someone's forced into drinking and then they do something out of their, you know, due to their intoxicated state, then they don't have the blame for it. They don't have this. It's not the same severity. But if they got drunk and they did it, you know, people say things when they're drunk. But if they're forced, you didn't want them to be forced. They want them to drink because they want to drink. No one's forcing them. Don't get drunk. Be happy. Be loose. Don't get drunk. The drinking was by law. There's a few pshat on what does it mean the drinking was by law.
From the other medrash?
And ones doesn't mean.
Ones means force. The Gemara Megillah. Pasha pshat in the Gemara Megillah. What law are we talking about? So drinking was by law. We see it wasn't like Persian law.
The age.
Persian law dictated they should have this tremendous goblet. It wasn't like Persian law. It was, the Gemara says it was like Torah law. Now there's a number of pshatim as to what that means. What does it mean that, pashim shat?
They only had a revius, no?
Chavis b'voshol.
All the
wine. Pashim shat. Yes. Pashim shat.
That's awesome.
There was kosher wine. Kosher wine means that it wasn't Arla. Truma's Maestros. I mean, if it was Geisha wine, there's less complications.
Are you allowed to, like, boil wine yourself to make it Mavushal?
Yes,
or?
Of course. Was
it?
It
was kosher wine.
Yeah, but isn't
probably if you don't know how to do it, you're really screwed up.
I
assume
the
Hishayla was that you did it from your own grapes.
Tastes really good if it was good wine.
The Yain Nesach is a Xerid Rabbanon.
I don't think it would take away the alcohol.
That was like really strict.
It's very strict. But it's not Yain Mavushal.
Wine?
I thought it's almost after the
smell.
No, it doesn't. Who said it did?
No,
he just said, could you boil up your wine? Let's say you have wine that wasn't Mavushal.
You
boil it up so then it can't become Yain Nesach afterwards.
But if you get wine from a guy, you like, so you boil it.
No, that's not what your child was.
That's what I thought it was. That's not okay.
So then the Shia Kadas, the drinking is like Torah law. Kadas means Torah law. It was kosher wine. Kosher. a second inflection in the words Ashiya Kadas. It was like Torah law that they weren't forced to drink it. Because if you force someone to drink it, that's also violating Torah law. So there's two aspects that went along with Torah law. It was kosher, and there was no duress, there was no force. Right. Why did he do this? He made it kosher because he wanted them to drink it willingly.
But then why does the pasuk, if saying that it was according to law implies that they weren't forced, then why does it have to also say that they weren't forced?
Well, that would be a tremendous smack, assist to the Medrash that we said that the A9 is referring to the Persian minhag.
Oh.
If you want to go that way. Ashiya Kadas A9. Torah law. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to do it this way? He didn't want them to get drunk. Amazing. This is a Chiddush Nifla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to get drunk. He wanted the wine to have an effect on them. He wanted the wine to remove their inhibitions. He wanted the wine to enhance their passions. But he did not want them to get drunk. A shikur is a din of a shaita. He didn't want them to be drunk.
What does that mean? If he's too drunk, he's not held accountable for his
sins? Or he's not as accountable. You're held accountable because they could have controlled. Yes. You could have controlled. You know, you didn't have to get drunk. So if a person willingly got drunk, so he's not blame free. But it's not as severe. It's not as severe. It's not. It's very much not as severe. And he wanted them to do their averus with the fullest severity. Barat. That's the pashup shot. Rashi in Maseches Megillah has a very unique interpretation as to what this means, that it was according to law. Rashi also says, Torah law. What Torah law? He said, by carbon mincha, you have three isarons of soles, three measures of fine flour, which is the carbon mincha. It's a formula. And a half of a hin of wine that you pour as a carbon nesachim down the corners of the mizbeach. So in the actual, you know, the actual carbon mincha, which was burned on the mizbeach, was three isarons of soles, and the wine was a half of a hin of wine. And Achashverosh proportioned the food and the drinks at the Mishnah based on this formula. That for every three isarons of fine flour, I mean, the cakes and the breads, you know, whatever, the pretzels and the crepes and the blintzes, whatever else they had, the Napoleons, the Entenmann's donuts, every three isarons of fine flour, there was a half of a hin of wine. And that was the proportion.
How much is a hin?
It's a certain amount of, I don't know exactly.
Like a big amount or a small amount?
It's not a tremendously large amount, no. No, it's not a tremendously large amount. I don't know how it translates into liters. It's not a tremendously large amount, but the proportion was the same. And the proportion, they don't, you know, they ask, they go, they don't seem, you know, to understand this Rashi. They don't get the Rashi. Like, yeah, you know, what's the shaykhus? Like, why would HaKadosh do such a thing?
Everything was about the Mishkan.
So yeah, that's the Teretz. You know, that's how I understood it. That's how I understood the Rashi.
It's like an anti-carbon?
Right, it's an anti-carbon. And along with everything else, it's not just an anti-carbon. He's using the exact dimensions of the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's using that food and drink to bring them to a state where they're going to do an Avera.
So it's
they'll get them exactly in the right mood. They'll get them exactly in the right mood.
I would think the other way around.
Why?
Because then they would think about tshuva.
You're right. There is a flip side to it. But if somebody has the if someone has the wherewithal to think about tshuva and he doesn't, so then his avera is that much worse. You know, so Achashverosh could have done it in a way not they shouldn't have anything that reminds them of the Beis HaMikdash. But then their avera would be limited. But if they have something to remind them of the Beis HaMikdash, and with that thing they do the avera,
How much greater is
so they're finished. He didn't just want to put them in Gehenna. Uh-huh. He wanted to get rid of them totally and completely. I mean, so you're right in a way. You know, there is a certain risk that Achashverosh is taking. And it's interesting. The Alshich says before, when we talk about the hangings, is Danny, I'm glad you brought this point up. He talks about the hangings. One of the hangings was Isitzcheles, and there was, you know, white, and there was purple. So the Alshich notices there's no red. How come there's no red? Red is beautiful. Red is pleasing to the eye. In all the hangings, there's no red color.
It's from the Mishkan.
It's also a royal
right?
color.
What?
It's
red. And there was color. Red in the Mishkan, by the way. Oh. There was red in the Mishkan.
Everything about the king is always red.
What's red? Yeah, where's the red? Where's the red? The Alshich answers, well, Achashverosh wanted to have all the color schemes because you have to have a complete, you have to, for the Shlemus, that it should appear complete, so there should be nothing missing. But he substituted purple instead of red. The red is represented by the purple. Now, why did Achashverosh do that? Because purple is like a dull form of red. It's not as bright. It's not as, it doesn't jump out at you so much. It's more subtle. It's pastel-like. If you would have red, so then red is the color which people associate with punishment, with Midas HaDin. It's the color of blood. And Achashverosh was concerned if they'd have red tapestries, this is what Dani said, if they'd have red tapestries, then there might be someone that it would save him from doing an Aveira, because you'd see the red tapestries and you'd say, oi, that color, that's the Midas HaDin color. That's the color of blood. That's what's going to happen to me, Chas V'Shalom, if I do that Aveira. And he didn't want that, so he used purple instead of red. Very good. Very good, Dani. The Vilna Gaon has his own shot. The Vilna Gaon says Kadas also means the law of the Torah. But it's more of like a comfortable mix. Like this is the perfect mix for a Mishnah. Like this mix comes out of a Torah recipe book. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Pas b'melach teichel, mayim b'meshura tishta, that a meshura is a certain measurement. That was the proportion. It was the proportion. A meshura is for every measure of bread. You should have a meshura. A meshura in Chazal is 1/33 of a lug. It's not a lot. 1/33 of a lug. 1/33 of a lug. So that means for every measure of mezainis of bread, you have 1/33 of a lug. Now, if there was a lot of wine, because it says the in Malchus Rav, and for every 1/33 of a lug, you had, a measure of pas, so you can imagine how much pas there was. So he said, that's, the purpose of the pasuk is to show you.
Who says this?
The Vilna Gaon. How great, the abundance, the amounts, the tremendous amounts of the Suda, that the Ahasuerus kept the ratio of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. 1/33 of a lug was the amount for a pas. Like a small little glass of wine was a pas. So if you had a lot of wine, so you had a lot of pas.
1/3 of a lug for...
1/33 of a lug, not 1/3. 1/33. It's a very small amount of wine. And for each 1/33 of a lug, there was a measure of pas. Pas b'melach teichel, mayim b'meshura tishta. That when you sit down for a suda, you're supposed to have the amount of bread that you'd normally eat in a suda, and 1/33 of a lug of mashka, of drink.
A
kiddush cup
is a
revius,
right?
Okay, revius a lug.
Right.
So 1/33 of a lug is a very small amount. Very small amount. So just multiple, it's gazillions. It's gazillions of cakes and pastry. It's just, it's a lot of leftovers.
No leftovers.
Bad food. The numbers go out of control. The pasuk ends.
Does it give the wine that we know that how much wine there was?
Well, it says Rav. Rav means a tremendous amount. The pasuk ends up by saying lasos ketzonish for ish, that to fulfill the will of each and every person. The pasuk pshat is there was no forcing. Of course, you have Brian's question. We already said that it says einonis. Lasan ketzon ish for ish has another meaning to it besides that there was no forcing. There's two people in the Megillah that are called Ish. There's Mordechai. Mordechai was called Ish Yemini. Mordechai was called an Ish Yemini. And Haman is called an Ish. Ish Tsar V'Oyev Haman Arazah. They're both called Ish. Lasos Kol Ish V'Ish Lasos Kitzan Ish V'Ish is to fulfill the will of the Ish and the Ish. That both Mordechai's interests and Haman's interests were represented there. Rashi in Maseches Megillah said that Mordechai and Haman were the barkeepers, bartenders at the Mishta. They were the bartenders. They were Sari Hamashkim at the Mishta.
Who says this?
Rashi in Maseches Megillah. And they both got what they wanted.
What was Haman? Pasuk for Haman?
Ish tsar v'oyev.
Where does it mean they got what they wanted?
Mordechai didn't want the Jews to be forced because he knew they're going to be forced. They're going to drink. They're going to do things that they don't want to do. He didn't want them to be forced. So he got what he wanted. Only on one level.
And they would have been
only on one level. You see, for the people that are going to do it, anyway, it's better to be forced. But there's always going to be a contingent of people that they wouldn't do it. Well, and for those people, it's much better not to be forced.
Because people ran out, no? Because he told them to
don't mix mefarshim.
Okay.
Please, you can't do that. You understand? You're assuming that mefarsh said all the good people were gone. Anybody that's left is going to do their better. Anyway, it's not like mix and match. You can't. Right. There's different tunnels, different mahalchim. So Mordechai got, you ask a gadol hadar, what's better? That they should be forced? And this way they'll definitely do the Aver, but the Aver will be less severe. They shouldn't force them. Halakha l'maaseh, it's definitely better not to be forced. Even though those that are Aver, those that do transgress, the punishment is going to be worse, but it's better not to be forced. L'chatchila, it's better not to be forced. What's going to be with the people that they do it anyway? Don't tell them not to do it. It's better not to be forced. And Haman, he also was happy with it, because Haman, he was happy with the other side of the coin. So he's willing to let a few victims go, slip through his clutches and get the ones to do it for ruts and amaze it. So it's Lasayis Ketzon Ish V'Ish, that each one got a segment or an element of what they wanted. So Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with positive tests.